Yeah, this is all about chemistry.
In a room cluttered with bottles and brushes, a woman stares at a small clay bowl. The bowl has three legs protruding from its base that give it the appearance of a cauldron. Picking up a paintbrush, Joanne, or Joe Dorch, decides it needs a pair of pants.
Each bowl tells you what to do with it by its shape and whatever is the structure in the bowl. You just sort of listen to the bowl and it'll tell you what to do.
So what's this bowl telling you to do?
Make a pair of overalls.
For the past year, Dorch has shown up about once a week at Michael Terra's ceramic studio, Terra Cottage, in Paducah. She spent that time in self-imposed art therapy, shaking up bottles of glaze and applying coats to clay pottery used in the Empty Bowls project. Terra says he has seen many people find emotional calm in the act of transforming a piece of clay.
It's very quiet. It's very forgiving. And so I think that as people take a breath and allow that to unfold, it's a pretty, for lack of a better word, spiritual moment.
For Dorch, glazing has brought her back from emotional and mental collapse. The 69-year-old woman first walked through Terra Cottage's door in December 2010 to paint a piece for Empty Bowls. At the time, she suffered from emotional and physical exhaustion that quickly approached a breaking point. The day after Christmas that year, she suffered a major breakdown.
I just sat there. I couldn't think and I couldn't react to things.
Dorch says after years of constant caregiving, she snapped. She had been experiencing family ordeals that began in 1989 when her father died and she quit her job to take care of her elderly mother. Then, in the past 11 years, doctors diagnosed her husband with diverticulitis and later an aortic aneurysm and esophageal cancer. Her brother and 5-year-old granddaughter also developed cancer. And through it all, Dorch helped where she could. But eventually, she collapsed. Her daughter, Terry Clark, grew alarmed.
She just got to give up more and more of herself to the point where there wasn't anything left for her. And then it all escalated to the point of her not functioning at all and being hospitalized several times, and they couldn't find any physical reasons. It turned out that it was just all stress and depression.
Yet after the 2010 Christmas season, the innately creative Dorch continued to glaze at Terra Cottage. Michael Terra says she visited several times before he invited her to come weekly. He realized it had started to change her. Dorch first glazed because she felt a responsibility to help the hungry in Paducah. But as she continued, she realized her stress had started to slip away. She had found a method of self-expression she could perform in a quiet space where no one would need her. Back in the ceramic studio, Dorch paints overall straps that run over the lip of her bowl. She smiles as she describes the kindness Michael Terra and his family have shown her over the past year. Terra Cottage has become something of a sanctuary.
Do you have a favorite bowl that you've glazed?
No, I don't think that way. I think of doing artwork is like you just evolve from one into another. I try to be mindful of just the present because I'm just a conduit for what's going on here. I don't take credit for it. I just sort of plug in and try to really see and feel what's happening. And then the next time, maybe you've learned something from that other time.
Today, Dorch's granddaughter, brother, and husband live cancer-free, and therefore so does she. After her breakdown, Dorch has learned to delegate responsibility, which now eases her everyday burdens. But pottery gives her access to creative expression. It gives her an activity to perform for herself. Well, for herself and for hungry people in Paducah. For WKMS News, I'm Casey Northcutt.